Welcome to Daily Meds, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan. Daily Meds are a prescription for spiritual health and wellness, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
In the second chapter of the book of Genesis, it says, "Then the Lord said, 'It is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper as his partner.'" Now, if you look at the story of Adam and Eve, you'll realize that relationship is primary. You know, we may not know, honestly, the how of creation, but this ancient story attempts to explain the why that gave birth to the world and to humankind. According to the story, man was created to be with God and woman was created to be with man. God wanted company and God wanted us to enjoy relationships as well. I mean, that's important. When we're birthed, we're built, we're created to be in union with others and with God. And that's why Adam and Eve hiding from God is such a heartbreaking scene in this story. The God who wanted nothing more than companionship is abandoned by creation itself. As the story goes, after eating from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, Adam and Eve hid in the bushes in an attempt to avoid God. Whatever the historicity of this ancient story is, the message is undeniably true. God created us for relationship, and yet we so often hide ourselves from God, and honestly, we hide ourselves from others, or at least portions of ourselves from others. You know, it was so apparently from the beginning, and God has been trying to find us ever since. Let's pray. Lord, we ask that you would find our hiding place. Call us out of the bushes, deliver us from our shame, and forgive us so that we can once again delight in our relationship. Lord God, also help us to receive the relationships we have with others as gifts, worthy of our time and attention and thanksgiving. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you and have a wonderful day.